Proclamation number 3526 of 27th of August, 1945. Perfection. Divine order. Consequences. Everything must go towards perfection. This is divine law, thus the will of God, which must be complied with now and in eternity. For a short time this divine will is opposed by the free will of man, who can now submit to the divine law or also act contrary to it. The latter, however, is a sin against the divine order, which can never lead to perfection but favors imperfection and increases the distance from God. God is the most perfect being who can never be reached in its perfection. Nevertheless, whatever wants to unite with him must reach a degree of perfection which makes God's nearness bearable for the being, because the imperfect would inevitably perish in union with God. But the strength which once flowed out of God must return to the original source again, thus the beingness, which emerged from this strength and became imperfect of its own free will, must walk the path of perfection. It is to constantly progress upwards, it has to become ever more perfect or it will never be able to enter into a bond with God as the original strength. Thus it must subordinate itself to divine law, it must fulfill God's will and constantly reduce the distance from God. It must strive for perfection. According to God's will, there is no regression but only an upward development. Where aggression takes place, there the human being's will is active, which God does not hinder in order not to prevent its becoming perfect. Therefore, the free spiritual can oppose divine order, but then it becomes unfree and cannot redeem itself from its bondage. A violation of the divine order always results in distance from God, and distance is powerlessness. Thus the beingness itself bears the consequences of disregarding the divine will, it separates itself from the original source of strength and makes itself incapable of returning to him. It falls into another world which is completely separated from the kingdom of God where everything strives towards perfection. The return into this kingdom is extremely difficult and only possible through God's grace, who in his love also descends into the kingdom and full of mercy offers the fallen being his hand to raise it up. But then the will of the being must have seriously submitted itself to God's will. It must have given up all resistance and be willing to travel the path of perfection once again in order to find union with God. Then God's merciful love will come into action and give the being the opportunity to once again walk the path of ascent development, which can bring it success if it lives within the divine order. Amen.